chapter number 2. First Corinthians chapter number 2. We're going to read the first 5 verses. We're going to talk about our faith stands in the power of God and nothing else. Nothing else. I want to read this to you from Sunday school this morning, and I want to share it with you before we get into the message. I'm under oath every time I stand behind this sacred desk. I'm under oath. I swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. What about if it makes them mad and they all leave? They got to go. What about if it makes them all mad and they get fired? They got to get fired up. I pledge allegiance to one God this morning, and His name is Jehovah. There is no other God. There is no other name under heaven where men must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. There's no other way you can be saved but one way. And the Bible says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and you shall believe in your heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's the gospel this morning, the death, burial, and resurrection. This is what the Sunday school text said this morning. Our legal system places a premium on the truth. When witnesses come forth to testify in court, they are asked, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Only after a witness's reply in the affirmative do they take a seat in the witness stand. Perjury is lying while under oath, and it is a serious offense. I want you to know how serious that offense is. If you'll turn with me to the book of Revelation right quick, Revelation chapter number 22, I want to show you the seriousness of the oath that we have this morning before we get into standing on the power of God. Revelation 22 in verse number 18, the Bible says, Revelation 22, 18, the Bible says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. If some people would read the book, they'd understand it ain't their opinion, but it's thus saith the word of God. He says also, if any man, friends, it don't matter who you are, it don't matter your name, it don't matter your status, it don't matter how big you are or how little you are, the Bible says, and if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall. Not that he might, not maybe, not I don't know, but the Bible says God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. This morning I stand under oath every time to give you thus saith the word of God. Not my opinion, not my thought, but what the Bible says. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The Bible says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Here it is. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Father, I'm in over my head. Lord, I'm so deep this morning over my head. Father, I need help from heaven. Lord God, I made a statement that I can't hold up to. Father God, I went under oath that I can't hold up to. The only way I can hold that statement and hold that oath is that you're holding me. And Lord God, I thank you this morning that I'm not holding on to you, but I'm in your hand this morning. So Lord God, I pray this morning you take this preacher, you do whatever you want to with me in my life, Father. Lord God, whatever you want to do, you just do it. And I give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Father, you're the one that saved me from hell. You're the one that's gave me a home in glory. You're the one that's gave me peace. You're the one that's gave me grace. You're the one that's gave me mercy. And Lord God, you're the one that's gave me forgiveness. And I pray this morning that I stand in the power of you and not in the power of man or in any religion, but in thus saith the word of God. Hide me behind the cross. Save the lost man in here today. Save the lost woman in here today. Save the backslidden one in here today. Get the one that's backslidden. Bring them back to you today, Father God. I pray that in Jesus' name. And I pray this morning for that weak Christian that needs strength, that they'll quit standing in their own power and they'll stand in the power of you this morning. I ask this in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Verse number 5 of the text, Paul came with one thing on his heart, and when he came to Corinth, you got to understand this, when he came to Corinth, and that was Jesus Christ and Jesus crucified, not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I want you to get this morning. Look what he said, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I want to share with you this morning, and I almost made a couple laps right here. I'm being serious. I said I made just had to settle down and walk it out. You ever just had to walk something out in your life? Man, I've been chewing on it this morning. The baby Willow got up and she sung about how Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Amen. Hey, I'm saved this morning. You know why? Because the Bible tells me so. I did what the Bible told me to do, and that's the reason I'm saved this morning, by the blood of Jesus Christ. But as we stand on that power of God this morning, and we stand not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God this morning, I want to share with you some things that the power of God can do in an individual's life. Number one this morning, the power of God has the authority to search an individual. The power of God has the only power to search an individual's heart. I want you to know this morning, there is no man alive that can search your heart. When we come to this text, Paul had no authority to search a person's heart. This morning, can I say to you, there is not a preacher that'll ever breathe or ever has breathed or ever will breathe that has the authority to search your heart. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning you don't even have the authority to search your own heart, because this morning the Bible says that the heart of man is desperately wicked and it is evil this morning. Every individual that sits in this place, if it was up to you and I and we followed our heart, we'd follow our heart straight to a devil's hell. Hey, but this morning I thank God for His power that He searches out our heart. Amen. Turn with me this morning to Jeremiah chapter number 17 this morning. The authority to search men and women. The power of God has that authority this morning. Paul said, I pray you don't get under any other power. I pray you don't get under any other authority. I pray you stand under the authority of God's word. I pray you stand under the authority of God's word. Jeremiah, he came here and he was the weeping prophet. And when he came to this place, man, I want you to know, old Jeremiah's heart done got heavy. And he seen what people was doing. And he said, only God has the authority to search your heart. This morning, I want you to know, the only person in this place that I know is born again this morning, it is me this morning. And you know how I know that? Because I was there the day that I got born again, when he reached down from heaven and he saved my soul. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and verse number 9, look what the Bible says. The heart. The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart of man is deceitful above all things. Our heart is. What we say we love with is the most deceitful. Look what he says. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He says not only the heart is deceitful, but it's desperately wicked. And without God, the heart of man, the soul of man is doomed to a devil's hell. Look what he says in verse number 10. He says in verse number 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. No man searches your heart. No man searches your heart. The Bible says, I, the Lord. Look what he says. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the first fruit of his doings. When we come to this book and we understand, when Paul came here and he said, I determined know nothing among you than Jesus Christ and him crucified, what he was telling them was is that the word of God has the power to search a man's heart. It'll search a woman's heart. Have you ever been somewhere and you say, Lord God, I don't know what I need to do, and you need to get right where God is. God will reach down and he'll search your heart. I'll never forget when I was a kid. I'm talking about searching your heart. Every time, I want you to know, when I got a job, and I hadn't got married yet, but I already had a job and I was making a little bit of money. Not a whole lot of money, but a little bit of money. And I got out there and my mama, I'd say, Mama, what do you think about me buying this truck? Mama, what do you think about me buying this? Mama, what do you think? And I'd ask Mama. Mama say, son, what you need to do is you need to search your heart. And when you lay down tonight, you need to get on that heart and see what your heart says. And when you wake up in the morning, whatever your heart told you, that's what you need to do. Well, you know what? My heart never told me not to buy it. My heart never told me not to do it. And my heart always told me it'll be okay. You just keep on doing it and live any way you want to. If I got good news this morning for you, hey, I want you to know there's somebody that knows my heart this morning a whole lot higher than I am, a whole lot mightier than I am, a whole lot stronger than I am. And his name's God this morning. Amen? He said, I searched that heart and I search it out. Oh, if you follow your heart, you know what you'll do? You'll be in the wrong place. You search your heart, let your heart talk to you, you'll be in the wrong place. But you let the word of God talk to you. What seems right unto man is wrong. Friends, this morning, don't you know the world's telling you there's things right that are wrong? You search this book. Don't you search your heart. You search this book. And if this book says it's wrong, it is wrong. But let me tell you something. If this book says it wrong and another preacher tells you it's right, he's wrong. Hello? If this book says it's wrong and he tells you it's right, he's wrong. He's a liar. He ain't telling the truth. This book is the truth. It is the guide. It is the rule book. It is our play book this morning. You stand on this book. Don't you waver. You stand on this book. You stand on the word of God. Don't you let no man search your heart but God this morning. Man, I'm excited to be here. Amen. He says this morning the authority to search an individual's heart is what the power of God has. He says in verse number 5 that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. 1 Corinthians 2, 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I see in the book that the authority to search the heart comes only from God. The power of God has not only the authority, but the power of God has the ability to save an individual. Nothing else. Stop what you're doing and you're still lost. Turn over a new leaf and you're still lost. Make your neighbor happy and you're still lost. Get what you've been wanting all your life and you're still lost. What saves a person? It is the power of God. He has the authority and he has the ability this morning, friends. And as we come to this book, I want to give you three things, and please don't miss this. And I make sure that you know what you're talking about this morning. Make sure you know your playbook. If you don't know your playbook, you're not going to know the plays that comes your way. And anybody can tell you what the Bible says, but that don't mean it's in the Bible. Make sure you know what your book says. Not only has he had the authority to search, but he has the ability to save. Matthew 9, 2. If you'll turn with me there. Matthew 9, 2. This, how about like this old boy right here? Matthew 9, 2. When I needed to be saved. Yeah. Matthew 9, 2. The ability to save men and women or an individual, the power God has. He is the only one, get this, he is the only one that can forgive your sins. He's the only one. Only one. In Matthew 9, 2, and behold, they brought unto him, we're talking about the power now, and behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on his bed. He wanted a physical healing. And Jesus, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. This morning, did you know the only person that can forgive you of your sins is God? Through Jesus Christ. When you ask Jesus Christ to forgive you, it's forgiven this morning. I want you to know that this morning. I'm talking about not only does he have the ability, but he has the authority this morning to forgive you of your sin. He has the authority to forgive you of your sin. But I've seen something else, not only in Matthew 9, 2, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. But he is the only one that can forget your sin. If somebody here had the ability to forgive you of the sin, and they do, you wrong somebody and they forgive you, I'm talking about power now, and they say, I forgive you. And then weeks later, they bring it back up. We're talking about he has the authority and he has the ability. I hadn't been driving very long. I was about 16 years old. Well, I may have been 15. We drove around Detroit when he was 14, 15. Them parents back in couldn't call and tell your parents that their kids did the same thing your kid was doing. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't tattletale on everybody's kid. If they seen you out not doing right, old Junior Whitaker, he'd just take it in his own hands. But I was probably 15, 16 year old, and I got up one morning and got my old truck. I'm talking about the ability and the authority that God has. And I got my old truck. Put that thing in reverse, and it was carbureted, and it died on me, got rolling backwards, and boom, I hit a car. It was my sister's. And I got out, looked at the door, and it was caved in. She's asleep. She won't know. I put it in drive and drove off. For weeks, she worked third shift. I didn't see her. For weeks, it ate at me. For weeks, it ate at me, but I said, I'm not asking for forgiveness. Because, see, forgiveness cost us. Did you ever know that forgiveness cost? For you to walk freedom, it cost somebody's life, and it was Jesus. For you to sit here this morning free in this church, it cost somebody. You don't get to do this because you want. This is freedom because of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, the authority and the ability. And after weeks, I heard mom and dad and sister and everybody that was all talking, and I heard them say, "Go to when you go to work, check the security cameras and see who hit your car." I said, oh, my goodness. They're going to see that door was done bent when she got there. And I don't know why I'm telling this story this morning, but you may need forgiveness this morning for something you've done in your past. And you don't think you can get forgiveness. You can get forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Only he has the ability and authority to forgive you. I went to mom and I said, Mom, I heard what y'all been talking about. Did you hit that door? I'm not admitted to nothing. I'm guilty right now. I said, if I did, what's going to happen? If I did, what's going to happen? You need to go and you need to ask forgiveness. I said, Mama, I ain't got a job. Don't tell them what that door's cost. I ain't got a job. I said, well, she gets up in third shift. You need to talk to her. Am I telling the truth, sis? She's shaking her head. Y'all think I tell y'all stuff. I tell y'all the truth. And one thing I ain't going to do to you is lie. I'm under oath. That morning she got up and she come in there and I said, we called her Sissy. I said, Sissy? She said, yeah. I said, can we and you talk? She was the first one took me to watch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. How am I going to tell her this? How am I going to relate this to her? I said, you know your car door out there? Did you hit it? See, when mama asked me did I hit it, I said, well, if I did. But see, I was in the eyes of the beholder. And I said, yeah, I hit it. I said, what are we going to do? She said, we ain't going to do nothing. I'll get it fixed. I said, I'm sorry. She said, I forgive you. But you know, every time we get around Christmas and Thanksgiving and we start telling tales. Oh, y'all do the same. Yes, I forgive you, but when it gets around Christmas time, we don't forget. It's brought up. Do you remember that time? What do, preacher, when that's brought up? I hang my head. And I say, yeah, I remember that time. Folks, this morning, what I'm trying to tell you is she had the ability to forgive me. She did. But she has not the ability to forget it. She has not the forget. She don't have that ability. That is not programmed in her to forget it. This morning, the only person that has the ability to forgive your sins and to forget them is God and God alone. He says in Hebrews, I want you to look at chapter number 8 and verse number 12. He says in the book of Hebrews, their sins and iniquities I will forget and remember no more. Only God has that ability. Man don't have it. It's not programmed in you. You can forgive, but you can't forget. Only God can. Let me show you this in the text. We're talking about the power of God. If you need to get over something this morning, you're going to have to give it to God. Hebrews, if you'll look with me there, chapter number, whoo, glory to God. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 12. Hebrews chapter number 8 and verse number 12, we're talking about that he's the only one who has the ability to forgive you your sins and to forget them. Hebrews 8:12, he says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. No more. My past, he don't remember it. When he looks on me, he sees the blood of Jesus. He sees the blood of the Lamb that was slain on Calvary, and it's applied to my life. Not only does he have the ability to forgive and forget, but he's the only one that has the ability to free you from your sins. It's one thing to be forgiven, it's one thing to forget, but to be freed. Oh, the Bible says in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You shall be free indeed. Let's get on with the last point. Somebody might need to do business this morning. You've been standing in the power of men and not in the power of God. This morning he has the authority to search an individual, men and women, search them. This morning he's searching somebody, I guarantee you. He searched me, man, I've been angry. If you've been angry, that's a sin. Sin. It's sin, man. I've been angry. Man, it's anything just, well, I just got a short fuse, about like that. You know, may not even have a fuse. Don't take nothing to set it off. And I don't know why. Not only does he have the authority to search, and I'm talking about not at y'all. This stuff just, maybe because she's pregnant. I don't know. I mean, she's been showing me trimesters. I mean, her, we're in the last thing. Brother Brett told me if I put 60 on, she's going to lose hers. It's going to take me forever to get my 60 back off. I ain't at 60, but I'm at 59 and a half. You hear me? But maybe he's searching your heart this morning. Maybe he's searching your heart this morning. And if you're lost in here, maybe he won't save you this morning. I don't know if I know he wants to. I don't know if he's calling. If he ain't calling, sit there. It won't do you a bit of good. You don't raise your hand. Don't do none of that. It won't do you a bit of good if he's not calling. I can't put you under conviction. I can't preach you under conviction. Only the Holy Ghost puts you under conviction. See, that's what gets the monkey off my back. I'm just supposed to tell it. I some plant, some water, but God, God gives the increase, not man. God gives the increase. So not only is he, maybe you need to be saved, but maybe this morning you just need to get where you can get satisfied. See, not only does he have the authority to search you, and not only does he have the ability to save you, but he has the power and he aims to satisfy his children. This morning, if you're not satisfied with what he's gave you now, you wouldn't be satisfied if he doubled it. If you're not satisfied with what you got right now, if he doubled it, you wouldn't be satisfied. Right now, if you're not satisfied with what he's given you, if he tripled it, you wouldn't be satisfied. I'm going to share this with you. He aims to satisfy that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But in the power of God. I'm going to share with you three scriptures and we're going to go on out. We'll have altar call. Maybe this morning you don't need to be saved, but you need to say, Lord God, I need to be satisfied. I'm tired of grumbling. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of complaining. I'm tired of worrying. I'm tired. Don't raise your hand, but in your heart this morning, are you tired? Nothing satisfies you. Man, every time you look around, you say, man. He says in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor. We're talking about the power of God. Only he can say, come. Only he can say, come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. This morning, if you're restless, get in his arms, you'll get rest. He said in Psalm 107:9, turn there with me, please. Psalm 107, 8 and 9. Psalm 107, 8 and 9. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Talking about being satisfied in verse number 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul and he fills the hungry soul with goodness. Talking about satisfying. Revelation 22, 17. Jot these down. Look at them in a little while. We're talking about being satisfied that he feels. He has the authority to search, the ability to save. And he has the aim to satisfy you this morning. If you're saved this morning and you're not satisfied, you got your eye on the wrong thing. If you're looking for the next best thing, get your eye off it and get your eye on the thing, Christ Jesus, the man. Listen to me this morning. If you're thirsty, he'll give you a drink. He is the living water. If you're hungry, he said, I am the bread of life. I am that I am. I was before Abraham. When did he begin at his birth? No, he's always been. Yes. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. Maybe this morning you need to be saved. He says, come. Come. This morning in your heart, if he's telling you to come, come. Maybe this morning here you're not satisfied with what you're doing and what you've got and you need more. And you say, Lord God, I'm just not satisfied in you. He said, come and I'll make you satisfied. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. He has the authority to search. He has the ability to save. And he is aimed to satisfy. As I was studying this, I got thinking about Brother Lee and Sister Denise. It was at Fall Festival. Brother Lee and Sister Denise bought a cotton candy machine. I was driving that little train around through here with them kids on back. I love kids. If people won't come to church, we'll just have our own over here, amen? Some we having so many kids ain't even funny. I just grin and smile. But I noticed Brother Lee and Sister Denise, they'd stick a piece of wood, look, like a something to get that cotton candy on. They'd stick it down in there. And Brother Lee was doing this right here. Sister Denise doing this right here. And they're stirring that thing. I made one loop around on that little train, and I come by, and I seen Brother Lee. He's walking over to my wife. And he walks over to her, and there's that cotton candy just beautifully formed. And he said, I thought you might want another. She took it from him. And when we got home, I asked her, I said, was that cotton candy good? She said, when I got that cotton candy and I stuck that in my mouth, it was gone. But it was gone. It was gone. You know what the cares of this life's doing to you? It's like cotton candy. The cares of this life, eye candy of this life, you put it in your mouth, and it's good when you taste it, but then it's gone and you're left wanting more. It's good when you taste it, then it's gone and you want more. This morning, I want you to know the cares of this world will never satisfy you. This Christmas season, don't get caught up with buying it. It won't satisfy. That gift that it took you all year to work for, that gift that took you sweat and tears, it'll be thrown in a closet somewhere. You make sure you give them the best gift. That's Jesus Christ. That gift you give them this year that everybody wants, somebody want another gift next year. It won't be the hottest item. Can I say this to you? When the world don't think Jesus is the hottest item, he'll always be the hottest item. God will always satisfy you. When she stuck that cotton candy, she said, I don't know what it was. It's different than any other I'd ever had. I said, what do you mean? She said, as soon as it hit my mouth, it was like, and it was gone. I said, do that again. She said, it was like, and it was gone. This morning, folks, I want you to know, you're sitting here this morning and you know the authority of God's word. You know the power of it. You know, he has the ability to search and he has the authority to save anybody. If you're lost, you need to be saved. Let me tell you something else that's dangerous. It's being saved and not satisfied. That's dangerous. This morning, if you're not satisfied, you need to let the power of God satisfy your life of what he's given you right now. Because you know what? Everything you've got is not yours. I worked my fingers to the bone, preacher. It's mine. He gave you them fingers. Man, I worked 12 hours a day every day. He gave you the air to work them 12 hours every day. Don't complain about what you got. Numbers 11:1, and when the people complained, it displeased God. This morning, if you're not satisfied with what you got, I'd be in this altar and I'd say, Lord God, give me an attitude of gratitude. Give me, put the power of God on my life. Anoint me with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I invite you to come into my life. I want you to saturate my heart. I want you to saturate my soul. I want to get me out of the way and get you all in it. Say, preacher, will it work? I guarantee it'll work in Jesus' name. Because he has the ability. He has the authority. And this morning, he's the one who has the aim, not me. And he's aiming for somebody this morning to satisfy your thirsty soul. If that's you this morning, I would ask you this morning, if God's tugged on your heart to come to this altar, get down on your knees before God. Get it right with him. We ain't got but 20 more days to Christmas. Before you know it, it'll be the 26th, and we done overlook the biggest part of Christmas, the main part, the main event. Who is that, preacher? It's Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, the sweetest name I know. It fills my every longing and keeps me as I go. Father, I love you. Father, I took an oath this morning to preach, thus saith the word of God. Lord, every time I stand behind that sacred desk, let me preach nothing but you and you crucified. Father, when Jesus hung on that cross, he hung in humanity. Father, when he hung on that cross, he hung for me and everybody in this room and everybody in this world. Lord, this morning you have the ability to search these hearts, and I pray you are. Father, this morning you have the authority to save somebody this morning. Lord, I pray if they be lost and they're hiding behind a position, hiding behind something this morning, they'd come forth and give their life to you.